So we're the grass, growing up through the concrete, finding the sun and the air, affirming our robust vitality and life despite what might happen. God bless the grass. I feel as if every time lately that I start my sermon, I start with something like, well, it's been a week. You know, it was amazing to see all the protesters at the airport, people protesting the ban on refugees, the ban on immigrants or visa holders from 7 Muslim countries. But it was really something to see people going to the airport, even when they didn't have a plane to catch, so that they could be visibly in support of a better policy, a more welcoming policy, one that reflects their values, our values, and America's values, the same values that are written about the Statue of Liberty. I lift my lamp beside the golden door because we welcome the stranger. Well, over the past week, a federal judge's order halted the ban as unconstitutional. And, you know, clearly there's going to be a whole process of litigation over that executive order. And I know there's people who are genuinely fearful about the idea that we're letting Muslims come into our country, or refugees, or people we don't really know who are different from ourselves. It makes me so sad because, well, we may have trampled over, our ancestors may have trampled over the rights of the native people here in America, but we are a nation of immigrants. And so far there hasn't been any indication that there's actual risk involved in continuing the policies that have been in place for so long. My daughter's an immigrant. She's been really worried that someone would try to send her back to Korea, where she was born and lived for 3.5 months. She is a U.S. citizen. So I think she's okay. But that fear, the fear of families who are separated, of students who thought that they had their next 4 years mapped out, the fear of the mother and the little boy who were separated by detention. He was 5 years old and an American citizen, and he was held because he was coming from Iran. And he was held for a while in handcuffs because he might have been dangerous. Well, I know 5-year-olds can be pretty dangerous. Mine was especially dangerous. My son was always getting into things, but I don't think he was actually putting the country at risk. So there's a part of me that just hopes that we will find a way collectively as a country, red and blue, to open our hearts and stay calm. And the only thing I can suggest, it seems to me, is that love is greater than fear. And that's what we have to do. And I think it was love that sent volunteer lawyers and lots of people with signs to the airports. And I watched a video of the police commander in Dallas at the airport telling protesters that they could not carry the Constitution without a permit. It's on a video, you can find it. And I thought, what? What? And, you know, so, sorry, I've already got it on my phone. So if I ever go to the Dallas airport, you know, I've got it right here, just in case I need to consult the First Amendment that gives me the right of free speech. There's been a lot of good news, and we need to pay attention to it. Did you see that the Boy Scouts have decided that they will be inclusive of transgender boys? I almost missed that in all that's been going on. What a fantastic thing. And I don't even remember asking them to do that, you know. In Texas, same state where Dallas is, a mosque was burned down in a little town. And there was an outpouring of love and support and donations. They needed about $800,000 to rebuild this burned out mosque. And they got more than $1 million from their community. So that is what we Americans are. We help one another. We support one another. And we don't have to be people who separate ourselves as other and good. We can be people who say human and human, who say often good, sometimes wrong. Often good, sometimes wrong. I was encouraged this week by Mayor Ginther's statement on sanctuary, talking about becoming a sanctuary city, so that this city of Columbus is more welcoming and supportive of the immigrant families in our neighborhoods. And I was part of a group of 150 interfaith clergy on Thursday, including Reverend Eric and Reverend Lane, and Reverend Mark Bellatini, our minister emeritus, who stood on the steps as we heard from faith leaders across a range of different faith traditions, all saying the Muslim ban is wrong. And it's not just about people from certain countries, it's clearly aimed at Muslims. And we support religious freedom. We support the right of conscience. And these are American values. They're in our First Amendment. And they're Unitarian Universalist values. And they're values from many of the world's religions. Another item of good news this week, Feed My Sheep, one of our Share the Plate recipients and a long-time beneficiary of the generosity of this congregation. You know, we mustn't forget the people who are struggling in America's poorest areas. And that part of Ohio is one of the poorest areas in the country. And I found out that Portia's Cafe is promising to donate $5 for every $25 that we spend there. We just have to tell them, you know, it's for Feed My Sheep. Isn't that something? This is good. We are good people. We Americans, we are good people. We know how to do the right thing. We know how to think compassionately about what other people need. This is who we are. And sometimes we fail, we stumble, but this is who we aspire to be. And that aspiration helps to make us good. Of course, even the best of intentions doesn't always lead to the right results. We know that. And so that's why it is important when people sincerely and from beliefs that we think are misplaced, take actions that harm others, that discriminate against others, that strike fear into the hearts of America's most vulnerable people, that cause people who long to come to this country to think they may never set foot on our shores. We need to rise up in solidarity with all those who might be harmed. You know, I have never felt so clearly the need to live my UU values. I've never felt so clearly that my Unitarian Universalist values are truly relevant to what's happening in our country. I mean, I've always thought they were, but this is really something. Now, in your order of service, there is a blue piece of paper. On one side is a declaration of conscience, and that is from the Unitarian Universalist Association and the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. The Service Committee is one of the organizations we support through Share the Plate, and the UUA is one of the organizations we support by paying our fair share contribution to support Unitarian Universalism's actions in the world. And this declaration of conscience, it was incredible as I went down it. Let's see, would you go back to the slide with the principles, please? So, the inherent worth and dignity of every person, the first principle, we often say. There are seven, these are only three of them, they're all good. So I recommend you go back and read the rest. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. And number seven, respect for the interdependent web of existence of which we are all a part. Those are the three principles that are visible in the Declaration of Conscience. So hate speech, hate crimes, discrimination by religion or origin is inconsistent with our value of the inherent worth of every person. Unjust deportation, registration by origin or religion, that is inconsistent with our principle of inherent worth of every person and with the idea of justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships. We want to create a humane America, a humane world, where families are not brutally separated when they may even have a right to be together here in America. We see actions to roll back voting rights, access to health care, and access to reproductive self-determination. And again, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. And we see actions that increase the threat of climate change. And our value is respect for that interdependent web of all existence. When we become members in this congregation, we agree to affirm and promote these Unitarian Universalist principles. But it's not just Unitarian Universalist big UUA principles that this Declaration of Conscience stands on. It's also the values of the people of this congregation. Let's have the next slide. Respect, acceptance, compassion with justice, and love, love at the very center. This word cloud is something you created with your values. I encourage you to sign the Declaration of Conscience. All of your coordinating team members and all of your board members have signed it. And I encourage you to take small actions or large actions in whatever way makes sense to you to express and live out your values in the world. I was thrilled this week when I learned that Heidi Drake and Michael Greenman had worked together to create a yard sign for German Village. And I've got it here. It says in Spanish and English and Arabic, no matter where you are from or whom you love, we're glad you are our neighbor. That resonates with my values. It resonates with our Unitarian Universalist values. And we can be the change we hope to see in our nation and be sure that of all of the pluralistic points of view and perspectives, that this is one. This is one that we support and we see rise and expand and overcome the negativity and fear that's in the world. Just one word about sanctuary, and then I know I need to stop. I went to a teach-in this week. Have you ever been to a teach-in? I haven't been to a teach-in since I was a teenager. Teach-in. And I learned that a so-called sanctuary city, we've seen that in the news a lot, is actually not such a big deal, because what it is just a city that has not entered into a, pardon the legal term, Section 287G agreement with the federal government. 287G is a section of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952, which is the law of our nation today. And a sanctuary city is just one that hasn't entered into an agreement under that section, under that law, to make its police deputies of the immigration enforcement by the federal government. This is your sanctuary city. This is what people call a sanctuary city if you simply won't sign a 287G agreement. It's optional. It's optional in the 1952 immigration law. Cities have to opt in. So doing nothing, which is allowed under the law, makes cities sanctuary cities. Congress didn't require cities to use money and human and facilities resources to carry out immigration enforcement in exchange for nothing. Cities can opt in and do that if they wish to use their resources that way. But if they do nothing, apparently now they're considered sanctuary cities. Thus, the threat to take away federal funds from sanctuary cities is an attempt to frighten or force localities to do something that Congress refused to make them do in the immigration law. So maybe Congress will change the law, but I hope not. And I hope that we, Unitarian Universalists, will be rising up with our voices and our love to make sure that doesn't happen. But I'm pretty sure that it's not something that can happen without a change in the law. So how do we put love into action? Okay, there have been so many opportunities for things to go to and presentations to hear, webinars to see. There are two things that are core and important and central. First, build relationships with people who don't know any Muslims, who don't know any immigrants, who don't know anyone, fill in the blank, whatever the vulnerability is that might place someone at risk. Build relationships with the people who don't know the communities that are at risk. And build relationships with those communities ourselves so that we can be the bridge between those communities at risk and people who don't know anyone in those communities at risk. We can be the bridge. That's who we are as Unitarian Universalists. There are events. There's one next Saturday, at one of the mosques in Columbus. And there are others. There's so many, it's hard to keep track. But you can call or email the church office and ask to be put on the Social Action Network email list, and you'll get lots of information about the various events and teach-ins and gatherings that are going on in our local area. And remember, our Unitarian Universalist values are contagious, and they're the same kind of values that helped to build this nation. The Dalai Lama once said, very famously, "My religion is simple. My religion is kindness." We can say that too. And our religion also invites us to bring our voices, our minds, our hearts, and especially our love to the world's needs. Show up, rise up, speak up, and open up. That's who we are.